For this time of the year, you know, most of us could get confused and think that it's Christmas time. You know, as soon as Thanksgiving is done, all the Christmas sales go on, the lights go up, people start having Christmas parties, but we're still not there yet. You know, we still have a ways to go, and we have to remember to enter into this season of Advent. You know, preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord. And not only to celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas, but as we see in the gospel today, you know, the second coming of the Lord, when he'll be coming back. You know, we don't know when it's going to be. You know, Jesus is saying we don't know whether it's going to be the evening, the morning, what time of day, when he's going to come. But there's always going to be that time where he's going to come back. And this time of Advent is a beautiful time for us to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord, to prepare our soul for when we meet him. You know, it's more than just, you know, presents and things like that. It's focusing ourselves back onto Jesus, keeping our eyes on him. As Jesus says that we have to watch. We always have to be watchful. We always have to be looking out at what does Jesus want me to do? And this time of Advent is a great time for us, you know, to look back at our life and say, where are those places that I can be more watchful? You know, whenever we see, you know, the color, the violet, the purple, in the liturgical colors, it always reminds us of penance. And, you know, this time of year is also a time of penance. You know, they used to call it the mini Lent. You know, it's not as much, you know, fasting, as much penance as we do in Lent, but it's still a time for us to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord. You know, we'll see that if you look at the Advent calendar, that there's a lot of times for, you know, confessions. There's times for us, you know, to grow deeper into our faith. You know, to look at those places that we fail God, that we're not keeping watch, that we're letting the evil one take over in our life. To go to confession, to confess those, and to start anew. There's always places in our life that we can look and we can say, I can be more watchful. We can look at our prayer life and ask, am I going to prayer every day? And if we are, do I need to increase it at all? Am I always putting Jesus first? We always need to be building that relationship with him because we never know the time. And this beautiful season of Advent, and we can take every day and we can work on something so that we can be more watchful. We can work on something to build that relationship with Jesus. We can constantly be working on our faith, constantly looking at those places that we can grow closer to our Lord, those places that we can remove from our lives so that he can enter in more fully. Now, it's easy to get caught up in all the parties. It can be easy to get caught up in what do I have to buy, you know, these gifts for these other people. We can get caught up into the stress of everything. And we can forget the most important thing of this time of year. And that's our Lord. And we always have to take that extra time to make sure that we're watchful, that we're watching over our faith life, we're watching over our soul, that we're making sure that we're doing the things that we need to do so that when Jesus comes, you know, he won't find us sleeping. He'll find us wide awake and waiting for him.